So let's talk about what I would talk about with Richard Branson. Let's talk about what I would talk about with Barack Obama. Let's talk about what I would talk about with Intel or GE. Let's talk about that.
Welcome to part two of my conversation with Dr. Steve Maraboli. If you haven't caught part one yet, then stop, go back, and have a listen. The first episode only runs for around 6 minutes, so it won't take you a lot of time to get up to speed, and we'll be here ready to pick up the conversation when you're ready. My name is Tracy Sheen. I'm the founder and creative director of Unusual Comms and Corporate Podcast Productions. I'm also part of the committee of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce in Queensland. We're so excited as a chamber to be hosting Dr. Steve Maraboli on the 6th of April at the USQ campus in Springfield. Steve has agreed to present on the champion mindset over breakfast, and then for just 40 people, we will get the opportunity to go down the rabbit hole with Steve and a couple of other special guests in a masterclass situation, winding out the day with a Q&A over lunch. Steve regularly packs in excess of 2,000 people into a venue for this very event in the States, but he's agreed to get intimate with just 40 people for one day only. For all the details on how you can secure your ticket, pop over to the Chamber website at www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. Before we get into part two of my chat with Steve, I wanted to read a little of what I'd found on Steve's website, www.stevemaraboli.com. Dubbed by Inc. magazine as the most quoted man alive, his empowering words, business methodologies, strategic insights, and social philosophies have been shared and published throughout the world in more than 25 languages. A highly sought-after consultant, Steve has spent over 20 years as a student and ardent researcher of behavioral science. He's the creator of psychoneuroactualization, a breakthrough counseling coaching methodology that has gained worldwide attention for its effectiveness in influence and personal group mindset enhancement. P&A, the Maraboli method as it's been called, is the science of influence, and UCLA recognized P&A as an important behavioral breakthrough for maximizing the human potential. His social media sites regularly receive around 50 million views per month, and his quotes have been translated and shared in over 25 languages. For now, though, please enjoy part two of my chat with Dr. Steve Maraboli.
Light it up, let's get started.
There are still a number of people that aren't familiar with your work. So can you just step us through, how did you get to become the Dr. Steve Maraboli that you are today?
Most interesting is that Dr. Steve that most people see, the one that you see on social media, for the most part is actually what I do for charity. Most of the quotes and stuff that people read that aren't business oriented, those are more philosophical musings. They are behavioral musings that are a combination of my military experience, just life in general, and my behavioral understanding through academia. And I take these complex ideas and situations and feelings even that I've had, and I muse them down to, you know, the equivalent of my version of a fortune cookie, right? And these quotes are found all over the world. Millions, millions. I think that our last social media numbers were 50 million per month, quoted all over the world. Those come from my books. I've written 4 international bestsellers that are books like that, filled with quotes and social philosophies. Those books, 100% of that money I always give away. I have empowerment, education, women's empowered programs, and veterans programs all over the world, and they are 100% funded by me. I don't take a dollar from anyone else. And so, ironically, that's what most people would know me for. What they don't know is that before I received a PhD in behavioral science, I received a PhD in business. And my first goal at NYU was business. Tracy, when I was 20-something, just got out of the military, I wanted to walk into a house made of money, open a door made of money, a car made of money. I wanted to sit on a couch made of money. I was all about business. all I wanted to do was learn business, learn the dynamics of it, why people succeed. And like anything else that I really want to do, I obsess over it and I immerse myself in it. I learned everything. I listened to audiobooks and CDs and interviews of the most obscure interviews. And I always found myself interested in the psychological aspect of it, because whenever you talk to a business leader who's successful, whether it's someone in 1800s or someone now, they'll always talk mostly about, they'll talk very small percentage about logistics, mostly about psychology and behavior. So along that business route, while I learned all the business models that work, all the business models that don't work, I also found myself as a business coach and business consultant when I was going into Morgan Stanley, when I was walking into Sears, when I was going into these big companies and talking to their executives and helping them develop better executive structures, I found that I was also mostly talking to them about their personal lives, talking about doubt, talking about behavior of employees, talking about mindset, habit formation, habit reconstruction, habit deconstruction. And so I continued with my studies. Once I was done and had reached that doctorate level in business, I slid over to and kept going with psychology and behavioral science. Because within behavioral science is also consumer sciences. So there's behavioral science research, there's social science. So they're all kind of mixed in. Because here's a little secret, Tracy, little secret in academics all around the world when it comes to the cognitive sciences, when it comes to the science of the mind, you will spend a fortune and be told by some of the most brilliant men on earth that we have no idea what we're talking about. It's still so undiscovered. They're still talking about consciousness. They call it the hard question of consciousness. They can't even agree what consciousness is. They're still a ways away, Tracy, from decoding the complete human experience. But what I was able to do is, in my own life, construct a system and a behavior and a business model that was a marriage of and a combination of the best business practices with the greatest understanding of psychology and psychological modalities and behavioral dynamics. So we have business models, psychology, which is understanding of the mind and thought process, and behavior, which is what you actually do, regardless of your mind and thought process. And merging them all into something that's effective and efficient for building not only businesses, but people. Building not only successful businesses, but champions. Champions at what you do. Whether you want to be a better business leader or you want to be a better dad, this is it. If you want to be a better business leader, you want to be a better parent, a better mom, a better brother, a better sister, a better student. If you want to go to the gym, if you want to make a resolution and actually stick to it, this is the stuff that I do. So I've built a career now, 20 years of doing that. And I started with my local neighbors in my own community, expanded a little bigger to the little bigger community close to me, which is known as New York City. And then onward from there, that's how I've built this. And Tracy, I have to tell you, I'm just getting started.
After hearing that, I'm pretty confident you can see why the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce is excited to be hosting this inspirational man. Join us again tomorrow when I'll chat with Dr. Steve about what you can expect if you decide to join us for this exclusive event on the 6th of April. Until then, you'll find all the info you need to secure your seat at www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. Make sure you like our Facebook page and follow us on LinkedIn to keep up to date with all the event information. This podcast is sponsored by the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, edited and produced by Corporate Podcast Productions.